الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The blessings of Imam Ali Raza rahmatullahi alayh. Dua of Attar. O Lord of Mustafa, whoever reads or listens to the 28-page booklet, The Blessings of Imam Ali Raza rahmatullahi alayh, grant him love for the prophetic companions and prophetic household, and grant him, his parents and family members, forgiveness without accountability. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The excellence of reciting salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stated, whoever recites salat upon me once, Allah Almighty sends 10 mercies upon him. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Sheikh Abu Abdullah Rasa rahmatullahi alayhi states, mercy means favor. The meaning of this narration is that Allah Almighty confers continual favors upon the servant in this world and the hereafter. Qazi Abu Abdullah Sakaki rahmatullahi alayhi mentions, a single mercy of Allah Almighty is better than the world and what it contains. So, what do you think of the person that Allah Almighty confers 10 mercies upon? How many calamities will Allah Almighty distance from this servant through 10 mercies? And how many blessings will be attained from these 10 mercies? Sheikh Abu Ata'ullah rahmatullahi alayhi remarks, whomever Allah Almighty bestows a single mercy upon, it will suffice him in all affairs of this world and the hereafter. So, what will be the state of the person that he confers 10 mercies upon? Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Blessings of the prophetic household. A handsome young man arrived in the marketplace of Khurasan's famous city, and Naysapur, but due to a veil, those who longed to see him were unable to do so. Two hadith masters, accompanied by numerous students of knowledge, implored him, O our master, show us your radiant face and relate to us a hadith from your noble forefathers. So he stopped his conveyance and ordered the servants to remove the veil. Thus, the eyes of the people attained coolness through gazing upon the blessed beauty of his countenance. It was a beautiful reflection of the prophetic sunnah. His tresses were caressing his blessed shoulders. When the veil was raised, the state of the people was such that someone screamed, another cried, someone rolled in the dust, while others kissed the hooves of the blessed conveyance. Hence, the scholars called out, be silent. And the people became quiet. The hadith masters, Sayyiduna Imam Abu Zurra al-Razi rahmatullahi alayh and Sayyiduna Imam Muhammad bin Aslam Tusi rahmatullahi alayh, requested for him to relate a hadith. That handsome young man was a lamp from the prophetic household, a flower of the garden of Murtada, a Sayyida Fatima's prince, and the eighth spiritual guide of Qadiriya, Razaviya, Attariya spiritual order, Sayyiduna Imam Ali Raza rahmatullahi alayh. Overflowing with mercy, he began to relate a noble hadith. Haddathani Abi Musa al-Kazimi an Abihi Ja'fir al-Sadiqi an Abihi Muhammad al-Baqiri an Abihi Zayn al-Abidini an Abihi al-Husayni an Abihi علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله عنهم قال حدثني حبيبي وقرة عين رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال حدثني جبريل قال سمعت رب العزة يقول لا إله إلا الله حصني فمن قالها دخل حصني ومن دخل حصني أمن من عذابي. Translation: my respected father, Imam Musa al-Kazim, narrated to me from his noble father, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, who narrated from his illustrious father, Imam Muhammad al-Baqir, who narrated from his honorable father, Imam Zain al-Abidin, who narrated from his virtuous father, Imam al-Husayn, who narrated from his eminent father, the fourth caliph of Islam, Imam Ali bin Abi Talib, that he said, "My beloved and the coolness of my eyes, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam told me, Jibra'il informed me, I heard Allah Almighty say, La ilaha illallah is my fortress. So whoever recited it entered my fortress, and whoever entered my fortress became secure from my punishment." After narrating this hadith, the veil was lowered and Sayyiduna Imam Ali rahmatullahi alayhi departed. Those that recorded this hadith were enumerated and found to be more than 20,000. The leader of millions of Hanbalis, Sayyiduna Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi, states, "If I were to recite this blessed chain of narration to an insane person, he would certainly be cured of his insanity." Noble birth. In Siyar Alam al-Nabula, the year of Sayyiduna Imam Ali Raza's noble birth is recorded as 148 AH. This is the very year in which his grandfather Sayyiduna Imam Jafar al-Sadiq rahmatullahi alayhi passed away. Whereas in other books, his year of birth is also mentioned as 153 AH. His blessed name is Ali and his technonym is Abu al-Hasan. His titles are Sabir, Daqi, i.e. intelligent, and Raza. Another one of his titles is Dhamin, meaning guarantor. Dhamin, meaning guarantor. It is said that he was born on the 6th, 7th or 8th of Shawwal al-Mukarram on the day of Friday in al-Madinah al-Munawwara. Raza in the skies and on earth. It is mentioned in Shawahid al-Nabuwa, Sayyiduna Abu Jafir Muhammad bin Ali Raza rahmatullahi alayhi stated, Allah Almighty named him Raza because he was the pleasure of Allah Almighty in the heavens and the pleasure of Allah's beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam on earth. Vision of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in a dream. His noble mother was a maidservant of his grandfather Sayyidatuna Humayda Barbariya rahmatullahi alayha. One night Sayyidatuna Humayda Barbariya rahmatullahi alayha saw the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in her dream. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said to her, "Marry this maidservant to your son Musa Kazim. Allah Almighty will bring forth from her an individual who will be the best person on earth." Dua at birth. His noble mother mentions, "When he rahmatullahi alayhi was in my womb, I did not feel any burden, and at the time of sleeping, I could hear sounds of Subhanallah and Allah, Allah coming from my womb. I would be overcome with awe and awaken, and then I would not hear anything." When Sayyiduna Imam Ali Raza rahmatullahi alayhi was born, he placed his blessed hands on the earth and raised his face to the sky. His lips were moving, and it appeared as though he was making dua in the court of Allah Almighty. Noble mention in the Qadiriyya, Razaviyya, At-Tariyya chain of spiritual succession. The chain of spiritual succession of the pious predecessors that the renowned spiritual guide and leader of Ahlus Sunnah, Mawlana Ilyas Attar Al-Qadiri Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, has given to his spiritual disciples and devotees to read daily mentions a dua through the intermediation of Sayyiduna Imam Musa Kazim, his father Sayyiduna Imam Jafar Al-Sadiq, and his son Imam Ali Raza rahmatullahi alayhim in the following manner. Sidq sadiq ka tasadduq sadiqul islam kar be ghazab razi ho kazim aur raza ke wasite. Meanings of words: sidq, truth; sadiq, truthful; tasadduq, for the sake of; sadiqul islam, a true Muslim. Explanation of this supplicatory couplet. O Allah Almighty, I ask you for the sake of the truthfulness of Imam Jafar al-Sadiq, Rahmatullahi alayh, that you grant me security in my faith, and for the sake of Imam Musa Kazim and his son, Imam Ali Raza, Rahmatullahi alayhima, become pleased with me without showing me your wrath. Ameen bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The reviver of Islam, the Imam of Ahlus Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi, mentions in the court of Imam Ali Raza, Zameen Sameen Raza Barme Nigahe Az Raza Khashm Ara Shayyanam Wagoyam Raza Imdad Kun. Translation: O our eighth Imam, our guarantor, glance upon me with your pleasure-filled gaze. I am worthy of rebuke, but I implore in your court, O Imam Ali Raza, aid me. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Arabic family tree. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullahi alayh, has also prepared a long Arabic family tree in the form of salat upon the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, in which he has made mention of Sayyiduna Imam Ali Raza rahmatullahi alayhi in the following way. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik alayhi wa alayhim wa ala al-mawla sayyidil imami Ali ibn Musa al-Raza radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. Translation: O Allah Almighty, send your peace and blessings upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and upon the master Imam Ali bin Musa al-Raza rahmatullahi alayhi ma. Blessed life. Sayyiduna Imam Ali Raza rahmatullahi alayhi was very intelligent and handsome. He was kathirus sawm, I fasted in abundance, and qalilul nawm, I slept little. He would spend his wealth in the way of Allah Almighty in the darkness of the night. The state of his humility and simplicity was such that he would rest on a mat in summer and a coarse matted cloth or a blanket, etc. in winter. He would sit with the servants and eat from the same table spread as them. An account. Why should I leave an act of reward? Once a soldier who did not know him began to take his service in connection with something, whereupon someone who knew him said in a raised voice, O person, may you be destroyed. You are making the son of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam labor. When the soldier realized his lofty rank, he fell at his feet, saying, O my master, when I asked you for your service, why did you not prevent me? He rahmatullahi alayhi beautifully replied, Why should I not perform the act in which there is reward for me? O devotees of the companions and prophetic household, did you see the humility of the Imam? Despite having a great rank and influence, he did not shy away from offering his service, and what a beautiful reply he gave. If only we too would carry out acts that earn us reward and avoid such deeds and gatherings that deprive us of rewardable deeds. Our beloved spiritual guide, Imam Ali Raza rahmatullahi alayh, exhibited many marvels, ay karamat. Listen ahead regarding a few of his marvels and increase the love in your hearts for the illustrious Imam. 10 marvels of Imam Ali Raza rahmatullahi alayh. Number 1. Knowledge of what is in the heart. One of the residents of Kufa relates, When I departed from Kufa towards Khurasan, my daughter gave me a fine piece of cloth and said, Sell this and purchase a turquoise gem for me. When I reached a place called Mar, the servants of Imam Ali Raza rahmatullahi alayh came to me and said, One of our friends has passed away, sell us this cloth for his shroud. I said, I do not have any cloth with me. Hearing this, they went away. After some time, they returned and said, Our master sends his salam and has said
that you have a cloth that your daughter gave you, which she asked you to sell so that you could purchase a turquoise gem for her. We have come with its price. I gave them the cloth and then thought to myself that I will ask the Imam Rahmatullahi Alayh regarding a few matters and see what answers he gives. So I wrote a few issues on a piece of paper and presented myself at his home early the next morning. A lot of people were gathered there, but who could easily meet him. I was standing perplexed and anxious when one of his servants came out, called me by my name, handed me a piece of paper and said, "O so and so, these are the answers to your questions." When I unfolded that piece of paper and read what was written within, I found that my questions had been answered. May the mercy of Allah Almighty be upon him, and may we be forgiven without accountability for his sake. Ameen bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 2. A fast wind shows its respect. It was a noble habit of Sayyidina Ali Raza rahmatullahi alayhi that when he would go to the home of the Caliph Ma'mun al-Rashid, the servants at the door who were responsible for raising the curtain as well as the other servants would all welcome him. They would offer their salam and raise the curtain so that he could enter. When Ma'mun al-Rashid designated Imam Ali Raza rahmatullahi alayhi as his successor, there were some people around him that did not like this. Due to this thinking, Mu'adhallah, they grew averse to Imam Ali Raza rahmatullahi alayh. These people decided amongst themselves that when Sayyiduna Imam Ali Raza rahmatullahi alayh comes to meet the Caliph next, they will turn away their faces and not raise the curtain from the door. They had all just agreed to this and sat down when Imam Ali Raza rahmatullahi alayh arrived and was about to enter in order to meet the Caliph, as was his custom. However, none of them had the courage to act upon their agreement, so they all stood up, greeted him, and raised the curtain as usual. Once he had entered, they all rebuked one another for not acting upon what they had discussed. Eventually, they concluded that they could not change what had taken place today, but if he came in the future, they would certainly act upon their plan. When he arrived the following day, they stood up and gave salam. However, they did not raise the curtain. Immediately, a strong wind began to blow, raising the curtain, and he entered. When he came out, again a strong wind raised the curtain. At this point, they all started to look at each other's faces and said, "He has a lofty station in the court of Allah Almighty and has been conferred with a great favor by him. Look at how the wind came and raised the curtain for him to enter. So abandon your plan and once again fulfill your duties. May the mercy of Allah Almighty be upon him and may we be granted forgiveness without accountability for his sake." Ameen bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 3. 17 dates. A person related that I saw the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in a dream. He sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam had arrived in our city and was present at the masjid where the Hajj pilgrims would stay. I presented myself in the prophetic court and offered my salam. A large platter containing sayhani dates was before the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, from which he sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam bestowed me a handful of dates. When I counted them, they were 17 in total. I interpreted this dream to mean that I had 17 years of life left. A few days after this occurrence, I heard that Imam Ali Raza Rahmatullahi Alayhi had arrived at this masjid. So I immediately presented myself in his noble presence. I saw that he was present in the very place where I had seen the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and there was also a similar platter before him. I proceeded forward and presented my salam. Replying to my salam, he Rahmatullahi Alayhi called me closer and gave me a handful of dates. I counted them and found them to be 17. I said, O son of Allah's messenger, I desire more dates. He Rahmatullahi Alayhi replied, if the messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had given you more than this, then I would have too. May the mercy of Allah Almighty be upon him, and may we be granted forgiveness without accountability for his sake. Ameen bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 4. Knowledge of someone's death. Sayyiduna Imam Ali Raza rahmatullahi alayhi saw a person and said, O slave of Allah, whatever you wish for, express it as a will and prepare for that which you do not fear, i.e. death. The individual passed away 3 days after this incident. Number 5. Granted the ability to speak Arabic. Abu Ismail al-Sindhi relates, I came to meet Imam Ali Raza rahmatullahi alayhi in the state that I did not know anything of the Arabic language. I greeted him in the Sindhi language, and he replied to me in the same language. I then asked him numerous questions in Sindhi, and he replied to all of them in my mother tongue. As I was departing, I said, Master, I am not acquainted with Arabic. Make dua that I learn how to speak it. Upon this, he wiped his blessed hand over my lips, and I immediately began to speak in Arabic. May the mercy of Allah Almighty be upon him, and may we be granted forgiveness without accountability for his sake. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 6. Hearing the plea of a bird. A person narrates, one day I was conversing with Imam Ali Raza rahmatullahi alayhi in an orchard when suddenly a bird fell to the ground and began to lament in a state of distress. Seeing this, Imam Ali Raza rahmatullahi alayhi asked, do you know what the bird said? I replied, Allah Almighty, His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the son of the Messenger have knowledge of this. He rahmatullahi alayhi said, the bird is saying that a snake has entered its nest and is trying to devour its children. Then he rahmatullahi alayhi said to me, stand and kill that snake. So I stood up to check and saw that there was a snake present. As soon as I saw it, I killed it with a stick. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 7. 2 children were born. Bakr bin Salih mentioned, I went to Sayyiduna Imam Ali Raza rahmatullahi alayhi and said, my wife is expectant, make dua in the court of Allah Almighty that He bestows us with a boy. He rahmatullahi alayhi replied, there are 2 children in her womb. When they are born, name one Muhammad and the second Ummi Amr. Bakr bin Salih further states, I came to Kufa, and just as the Imam rahmatullahi alayhi had said, my wife gave birth to 2 children, a boy and a girl. I named the boy Muhammad and the girl Ummi Amr. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 8. Repayment of debt through the blessings of Salah. Once, the fragrant flower of the prophetic household, Imam Ali Raza rahmatullahi alayhi, was in major debt. The demands of creditors increased. So he called all of them, spread out a mat and offered 2 units of salah. Then he began to repay the debt of the creditors from beneath that mat until he had given out approximately 48,000 dinars. Sallu ala al-habib Sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 9. A revival of the dead. Once some people came to the Imam with the evil intention of testing him, mu'adhallah. They brought with them a living person who appeared to be deceased, asking him to offer the funeral prayer. They thought that he would be embarrassed when the deceased person would stand up after he had offered the prayer over him. However, once he had concluded the prayer, they removed the cloth and found that the person had actually passed away and were mortified by their action. After much lamenting and weeping, they buried their deceased companion. When 3 days had passed, the Imam went to the grave of that person and said, قُمْ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Stand by the permission of Allah Almighty. The deceased man rose alive. Number 10. Knowledge of his own death. A person relates, I was with Imam Abu al-Hasan Ali Raza rahmatullahi alayhi in Mina when Khalid al-Barmaki, the minister of Caliph Harun al-Rashid, passed by. He had covered his face with his shawl due to the dust. Seeing him, Imam Ali Raza rahmatullahi alayhi stated, these poor people do not know what will befall them this year. That which will come to pass will come to pass. Then he said, what is more amazing than this is that I and Harun al-Rashid are like two fingers. He stated this whilst joining his index and middle fingers. The person who related this account further mentions, by Allah Almighty, I only understood what Imam Ali Raza rahmatullahi alayhi had said about Harun al-Rashid. When the Imam passed away and was buried alongside Harun al-Rashid. Ameen bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Knowledge and spiritual insight. Allah Almighty gifted Imam Ali Raza rahmatullahi alayhi great prowess in knowledge. He would largely reply to questions with Quranic verses. Ibrahim bin Abbas rahmatullahi alayhi states, I have not seen a greater scholar than him. The Caliph Ma'mun al-Rashid would often ask him questions as a test, and he would reply with satisfactory answers. It is said that in his youth, he rahmatullahi alayhi would give legal edicts, i.e. respond to Islamic queries during the era of the leader of the countless Malikis, Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi. Ma'mun al-Rashid held him in high regard, and it is for this reason that he gave his daughter in marriage to him. Humble dua. Abu Salt states, I saw Sayyiduna Ali bin Musa Qazim rahmatullahi alayhi making the following dua on the plains of Arafah. O Allah Almighty, just as you covered me with your mercy, which I do not know of, in the same way forgive me for that which you know. Just as you granted me vastness in knowledge, in the same way grant me your vast pardon. Just as you honored me with recognition and gnosis of yourself, in the same way join with it your forgiveness too, O my Lord Almighty. Books of Secrets. Sayyiduna Allama Sayyid al-Sharif rahmatullahi alayhi states, the fourth caliph of Islam, Sayyiduna Ali bin Abi Talib radiyallahu anhu, had two books, Jafar and Jamia. And these two books, he mentioned all the events that will occur until the end of the world in light of the knowledge of letters. Famous imams amongst his progeny knew the secrets of these books and would elucidate rulings from them. Hence, when Caliph Ma'mun al-Rashid wrote a document designating Sayyiduna Imam Ali Raza bin Imam Musa Qazim rahmatullahi alayhima as the caliph after him, accepting this, the noble imam wrote in response, you have recognized our rights, therefore I am accepting your successorship. However, Jafar and Jamia are indicating that this matter will not take place. Thus, it came to pass that he rahmatullahi alayhi was martyred during the lifetime of Ma'mun al-Rashid. Amina al-Ramaliya bint Musa Qazim rahmatullahi alayhima. O devotees of the companions and prophetic household, the prophetic household was a fountainhead of marvels and sainthood. Hence the great leader of the Hanabila, Sayyiduna Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi, requested a dua from the sister of Imam Ali Raza rahmatullahi alayhi, Sayyidatuna Amina Aramaliya rahmatullahi alayha, through Sayyiduna Bishr al-Hafi rahmatullahi alayhi. So she made dua with these words: O Allah Almighty, grant Bishr al-Hafi and Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhima safety from the punishment of hell. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi reports that on the same night a piece of paper descended in his home in which, after Bismillah, it was written, "We have granted Bishr al-Hafi and Ahmad bin Hanbal safety from the punishment of hell, and we have other blessings for both of them as well. May the mercy of Allah Almighty be upon them, and may we be forgiven without accountability for their sake." Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. We do not accept the unlawful. Sayyiduna Allama Yusuf bin Ismail al-Nabhani rahmatullahi alayhi writes, "The recital of the noble Quran would be heard at night from the grave of Sayyidatuna Amina bint Imam Musa Qazim rahmatullahi alayhima. Once a man came to the caretaker of the shrine with some olive oil and took a promise from him that he would burn all the oil in one night. The caretaker placed the oil in the lamps and tried to light it, but it would not ignite, perplexing him greatly. When he fell asleep, he saw Sayyidatuna Amina bint Imam Musa Qazim rahmatullahi alayha in his dream, and she informed him, 'Return the oil to him, because we only accept that which is pure and halal. Ask him where he acquired it from.' When morning came, the caretaker went to the person who had given the oil and told him to take it back. He asked why. The caretaker replied, 'It does not ignite, and Sayyidatuna Amina bint Imam Musa Qazim rahmatullahi alayhima has informed me in a dream that we only accept pure wealth.' The owner of the oil said, 'Sayyidatuna Amina bint Imam Musa Qazim rahmatullahi alayhima has spoken the truth. I am a soothsayer, one who gives news after consulting jinn.' He then took the oil and departed. Can a non-sayyid be a spiritual guide? Dear Islamic brothers, some people have the understanding that only people from the prophetic household can become spiritual guides. Non-sayyids cannot. However, this is not correct. The reviver of Islam, the Imam of Ahlus Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi, states, 'This is false to consider it necessary to be a sayyid in order to be considered a spiritual guide. In order to be a spiritual guide, the four conditions are a requirement. Being from the prophetic household is not necessary. Nevertheless, if someone fulfills the four conditions and is also a sayyid, then that is even more admirable. However, stipulating this to be a necessary condition would entail the invalidation of all chains of spirituality. In the golden spiritual chain of the lofty Qadiri order, there are no Sayyids amongst the spiritual guides between Sayyiduna Imam Ali Raza and the crown of the saints, Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani radiyallahu anhuma. In the distinguished Chisti order, immediately after the fourth caliph of Islam, Sayyiduna Ali bin Abi Talib radiyallahu anhu, there is Sayyiduna Imam Hassan al-Basri rahmatullahi alayhi, who is neither a Sayyid, Qurayshi or Arab. As for the exalted Naqshbandi order, it uniquely begins with the first caliph of Islam, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, as do other spiritual orders. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. O devotees of Imam Ali Raza, Allah Almighty granted Imam Ali Raza rahmatullahi alayhi great acceptance. Countless disbelievers embraced Islam through his invitation towards righteousness. The esteemed pious predecessor of the Qadiri spiritual order and the spiritual successor of Imam Ali Raza rahmatullahi alayh, Sayyiduna Maruf al-Karkhi rahmatullahi alayh, embraced Islam upon the invitation of the Imam and became a shining star amongst the saints. Incapable of praise, the famous Arabic poet Abu Nuwas was asked as to why he did not recite some lines of poetry regarding Sayyiduna Musa al-Kazim's son, Sayyiduna Imam Ali Raza rahmatullahi alayh. So Abu Nuwas wrote some words of praise concerning the lofty rank of the Imam as follows.
قُلْتُ لَا أَسْتَطِيعُ مَدْحَ إِمَامٍ كَانَ جِبْرِيلُ خَادِمًا لِأَبِيهِ.
I say, how can I praise such an Imam when Sayyiduna Jibra'il alayhi salam was a servant of his father, i.e. the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Blessed progeny, he rahmatullahi alayhi had 5 sons and 1 daughter. His sons were Imam Taqi, Jafar, Hassan, Hussein and Ibrahim rahmatullahi alayhim. His daughter's name was Aisha rahmatullahi alayha. Love of the lowly world. Dear Islamic brothers, love of the world is blinding. Intoxicated in the love of this despicable world, a wicked person repeatedly poisoned the noble grandson of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiyallahu anhu, which resulted in his martyrdom. Similarly, the sorrowful martyrdom of Sayyiduna Bishr bin Barra radiyallahu anhu, Sayyiduna Imam Jafar al-Sadiq rahmatullahi alayh, Sayyiduna Imam Musa Kazim rahmatullahi alayh, Sayyiduna Imam Ali Raza rahmatullahi alayh, and Sayyiduna Imam Al-Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayh was also due to poisoning. Knowledge of his burial place. A person narrates, I saw Imam Ali Raza rahmatullahi alayh in Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara and Caliph Harun al-Rashid was delivering the sermon. The Imam rahmatullahi alayh said, you will see him, I Harun and I, buried in a single home. Similarly, once Harun al-Rashid came out from one door of Al-Masjid al-Haram and Sayyiduna Imam Ali Raza rahmatullahi alayh exited from another door and said, O the one who is far from me in terms of our homes, but our meeting place is one. Indeed, Tus shall bring you and I together. Knowledge of his final meal. The radiant lamp of the prophetic household, Imam Ali Raza rahmatullahi alayh foretold before his passing, I will consume grapes and pomegranates before my death. Thus, this is what transpired. According to some narrations, he rahmatullahi alayh was martyred on the 21st of Ramadan al-Kareem 203 AH, aged 55, as a result of poison being mixed into grapes that were given to him. His blessed resting place is in Iran, in a place called Mashhad Muqaddas. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.